Hello there.
Hello.
I was listening to your conversation. I wanted to be a surgeon.
And you didn't make it?
No. That didn't stop the desire, though.
What did you do?
On the boat. Ships.
Captain?
No, I wish I could have been a captain, but I was just a hand.
Was that a wish to be a surgeon?
Yes.
Sometimes money came into it, didn't it?
Yes. Just a poor lad who wanted to be at sea. There was too much, now I know, too much mutilation.
They didn't have any choice but to take limbs off, etc., did they?
That's right.
Do you know, it's always been my fear. I believe that in a past life that had happened to me.
Did you?
I have a fear of amputation, and just recently I've had a broken leg, and they mentioned the possibility of losing my leg, and I'm not going to, because I've healed it, but it was just those sort of feelings that came flooding back, that maybe in the past that happened to me. But they were so brave, those men, weren't they? No anaesthetic like they have today.
Some survived, but most of them didn't.
Is it true that they used to have to use tar to...
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe... Yes. Imagine. You were very
Don't
brave.
Don't you worry, Missy. Don't you be worried.
No, I'm not worried. No. Not now.
As we go through life, there's quite a lot of opportunities to help people just in simple ways.
Yes.
Which is not bad.
I've been looking back and thinking how wonderful your lives are today.
Yeah.
As far as medicine goes.
To be able to turn a tap on and have water, I mean, what on earth did you do? You had to store it in big barrels,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yes.
And then it went off.
Yes. You wouldn't believe what we put up with now.
It was probably better to drink the rum. Safer than
I
the water.
I say no more.
So what do you do in spirit?
I go around trying to help people who are afraid.
Yes.
Oh. Afraid of illness, like the little Missy here.
That's interesting.
Yes. And I do intend to return.
You do?
Yes.
And you want to be a surgeon?
And I'm going to be a surgeon.
Good for you.
Well done.
It's taken a long time.
Many lifetimes?
Many lifetimes, yes. And it's been discussed. And I've decided this is the time.
Fabulous.
Lovely.
Well done, you.
Do you know where you want to go?
No, not yet. Just the finer details to be sorted.
Right.
Yes. But I know the person will be a good man, will be a kind man, and that's important too.
Yes.
Especially in that line of work.
Yes.
So this fascinates us. So you've made a contract, you already know who your parents will be.
Yes.
You've already seen your future life as a surgeon.
Yes.
Wow.
So where does the free will come into play whilst you will be here this time around as a surgeon? How do you know that you will Have you seen, is it written, have you actually seen that you will make it?
It is written, but at the same time, you are not made to return if you do not wish. You have to be ready.
Right.
So that's where your free will stands.
I see.
And of course, once you come to a lifetime, there is always the possibility of straying from what you should do.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is free will again.
Again, yeah.
Yes. Mm. Is that what you mean, Missy?
It is. It's, you know, when somebody returns and they've made the contract and they know the reason why they're returning, and then whilst they're here for no fault of their own, it could be that, you know, for circumstances change while they're here and they take a different pathway.
Yes, well, they will return back here again to spirit, and it will all take on a new image.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So
but I know, I just know that this next life will be successful.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
It will bring me peace and happiness, which I have sought for many, many centuries.
Mm-hmm. When your spirit returns, part of your soul returns.
Yes.
Are you in spirit able to witness that life unfold, or are you taken to one side, as it were, and until that soul returns back home?
I see what is about to happen in that lifetime. Mm-hmm. It is there already written, as I think you might say.
Yes.
But of course, there are many times when it can be changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So right at the last moment, you could be returning as a male, and then it can be changed right at the last moment, even that you'll then be a female. Does that come into play?
Yes, there are many. I will call them hazards, but it is not really a hazard.
No, of course
it
not.
It is part of the life that you are going to. And if that should be the case, where things are changed, then so be it for a short time.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Missy, lifetimes are very short spans of
time.
They
are, aren't they? A blink of an eye to you, and that surgeon will be back home again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope all goes well, and I am able to accomplish what I have wished for.
I'm sure you will. You have the will, you have the wish and the
desire.
And the heart.
And the heart, as Sabine's just said. Yes.
But I was just listening and felt I wanted to come and talk with you.
Did you hear us talk about cannabis oil?
Yes, I am not too familiar with it at the moment, but I know that many people have told me it should be being used for good.
Yes.
As long as it is for good means.
Absolutely.
And helping people, I cannot see a problem.
If you travelled places like the West Indies, etc., when you were on your travels, I wonder if you'd have come across the marijuana plant. It's been on the planet for many centuries.
Yes, there are even plants you do not know about yet.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure there are.
They will be discovered in time to come.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes.
Have you seen all the modern day technology and equipment and cameras and that the surgeons use today?
I have, and I have been trying to follow what they are for. Because, as you can imagine, in my lifetimes there was no such things.
A knife.
And yes, a knife and hammers and things. But, no, it is a big step. but it's one I want to take.
Yeah. Well, they do a magnificent job. The surgeon that worked on my leg was an army surgeon, so he was used to seeing really terrible injuries on the field. And without his expertise, I don't think I would have been able to have walked as well as I do.
No.
They do amazing things.
A couple of hundreds of your years, you probably would have had to have an amputation.
I'm sure I would have done, yes. Many breaks were, well, that's all they could do, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, though, Missy.
No, I've got my leg.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, I won't. I won't worry.
No. I feel I have to leave now. I've said my little piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been fascinating. I could talk to you for a long time. So
can you give us a name?
My name is William. And I will be known as William too when I return.
Okay. We told about a William, weren't we, guys, a couple of weeks ago?
Mm.
Well, was the name William mentioned? And we had to listen out for this name.
Yes, we were.
So
maybe that's the William.
Then. Maybe you're the William.
Yes. I wish to smile, so perhaps I am the William. But anyway, I say God bless you all.
And you. And
thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for coming. Enjoy coming back, William.
Mm.
Thank you.
Good luck with your surgery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Surgeon.